Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I want to talk to you some more about the aftermath of the FBI raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida residence that took place in the dark hours of Monday night. So because the consequences of that are really quite enormous in terms of the impact it's had on the American psyche and the American voter. So I hope you'll enjoy that one, by the way, because we're going to chat about. Don't forget our premium podcast is still out there if you want to listen to it. If you haven't done that yet, it came out on Sunday. You got to go to the premium podcast channel, hit the link, and you can hear it for free. It's all there. Just go and listen to that. Right. Rightio. Let's talk some more about what's been going on with, the situation with President Trump. Because it is so apparent that the FBI, this was a reckless and egregious invasion of his privacy.
And was, I do know it, how he's doing.
Sorry,
you know, listen,
it was vindictive. Whoa! Shut up! We're going to get to Kimberly Guilfoyle in a second, but it was an outrageous invasion of the president's privacy. I don't believe it was even done lawfully. I think we need to see arrests. But this is the sort of response you get. And this is Kimberly Guilfoyle, who I think is Donald Trump Jr.'s fiance. This is her talking about her reaction. Listen to this. It's worthwhile. And then we'll cover it.
I didn't speak to him today, but I do know how he's doing. You know, listen, he has been actually really encouraged by the outpouring of support from all the people that have been reaching him. And by the way, people who didn't support the president initially are saying this is enough. This isn't the America that we want to live in. Joe Biden is the guy that was going to unite the country. Really? It's outrageous what happened here. I'm so outraged as a former prosecutor. The president has always been cooperative, just turning over another 36,000 documents in a case in New York. They couldn't go to the president to be able to say, we'd like to have some materials we believe you have. It is insane that they did this to the former president.
Kimberly, you're a former federal prosecutor. So what kind of red tape did this have to go through for this raid to actually even take place?
Well, they had to have some affidavit of supporting evidence, which we'd all really like to see. And in fact, they went to Mar-a-Lago and just tried to go in. They were asked about the search warrant to be able to show it, to demonstrate that they actually had the authority to be there. And they also needed to have proper authority to get into a sealed safe. So the fact that they did all of this like this, you know, under the cover of a darkness, essentially, and going there, president wasn't there. It's so upsetting. I never thought I would see this in this country. And I'll tell you something, this wouldn't be happening if President Trump was still in office. And Joe Biden and his administration can say they didn't know anything about it. No one's listening to that or believing it. I cannot tell you how unconscionable it is, what they did and how they have persecuted this man. He was just at CPAC this weekend. And during his speech, he said, you know, I was told that I'm the most persecuted person in history. And he said, you know, I'm so busy being persecuted that I didn't even get a chance to stop and think about that. Look at the foreshadowing there. And here we have it again. You know, ample evidence of just the political tactics these people will go to try to tear down this man because they are scared to death that he will run again. So let's see if their worst dream comes true.
Right. So there you have it. I wonder what you think of that. I have to say, I do agree with a lot of what she said. Insofar as, I think a lot of people, American people, woke up yesterday morning and they mightn't even have been, you know, Trump partisans and said, we don't want this. This is not the sort of country we want to live in. But I think there's a broader point in this. And the broader point is it's not just about Donald Trump. You shouldn't just think about it as Donald Trump. Yes, she's right. Kimberly's right. They don't want Donald Trump to run in 2024 because they know he will beat Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or whoever else they managed to put in place by that point. They know that. So at that level, she's absolutely right. But it's broader than that. They don't want anybody countering their narrative. That's the point. So be it a Democrat, be a Republican, be it an independent, they don't care. No one goes against the cabal. No one goes against the New World Order. No one goes against the World Economic Forum now agenda. That's the message that they're sending. And, you know, the FBI and this one here, again, just to sort of deviate for a second. I mean, the FBI have been a problem since certainly 1963 and the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And I would simply ask you to investigate that yourself. And you will see that it was very, very murky. And I think the term Mockingbird Media arose from that, because in the aftermath of the death of JFK, people started asking questions, and the FBI got together and they thought, well, what we'll do is we will simply call anyone who challenges our narrative a conspiracy theorist. And when it comes to the media, the Mockingbird Media, what that means is that they infiltrated the media and they put their own place people in the media, knowing that they would then give a very comfortable ride to the existing narrative. Now, if that was happening in the early 60s, what do you think is happening 60 years on? And that's the moment of clarity we need to have. We need to realize that things have changed and have kept changing over that time. And that's why you certainly cannot trust what you read in the media, but you can't trust the FBI. And you can't trust the people at the top of the FBI, because they are clearly swamp creatures. Donald Trump was right when he spoke about trying to drain the swamp. But I do think, as I said yesterday, the swamp's bigger than he ever thought. It's certainly bigger than I ever thought. The swamp is everywhere. That's the truth of the matter. But we're not swamp creatures. We've managed to slither out of the slime, and we can stand and we can observe them and we can point them out. And so, yes, I think this raid on Donald Trump will do nothing but help him in a sort of curious way. I think they're going to get a different... I don't think they'll scare Trump off. I don't think they'll change anything. I think they've exposed themselves. And this is a good thing about this. You know, sometimes we feel helpless and we think, how are we ever going to get the better of these people? Well, I'll tell you how. Because they make the same mistake every time. They overreach. And what you saw at Mar-a-Lago was an overreach, just like with COVID vaccines, overreach. Just like Ukraine, overreach. They overreach all the time, and that helps us expose them. Thank you so much for listening.